Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a Patreon donation from BeFree2. He didn't give me a topic, so I thought I'd share a Reddit post called Western Civilization is the First and Only Civilization to Allow Women to Vote. It took men 5,000 years to build it. It took women 100 years to dismantle it. The person starting that subreddit shared a quote from Wikipedia on toxic masculinity that says this, and I quote, "The concept of toxic masculinity is used in psychology and gender studies to refer to certain norms of masculine behavior in North America and Europe that are associated with harm to society and men themselves," unquote. At first, you see tons of guys freaking out in the comments section under that post, thinking that it's only against white males of European descent. But it doesn't take long to check that Wikipedia entry and realize that it's fake. I thought no big deal, so I'll check archive.org, which keeps a record of old website edits. I figured it was on there somewhere over the last 4 or 5 years, but it wasn't. Then it made me think that perhaps all the white nationalists that keep attacking MGTOWs for not procreating are trying a different approach, instead of shaming us for being gay or something. Instead, they present the facts as though society and women being against men has nothing to do with female nature, but everything to do with racism. Before I discuss more, let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, "Why is MGTOW a real thing?" Thanks for pushing your buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to the show. While I believe that Western civilization is in decline, I don't blame women for that. Sure, we gave them the vote and they voted for socialists. But men have been demoralized and are no longer creating value for society in the same ways they once did, because they're no longer fairly compensated for it. Take money, for example. In Canada, the cost to purchase a home went up 30% over the last year. But the government said that it only went up 3.5%, because they only measured the cost with regards to rental price increases instead of purchase prices. Why work to buy a home if you're not even able to save enough for a down payment? Once the average man does somehow get a home miraculously, and then tries to get a woman, he might realize that women don't want him. So he ends up single and lonely as an incel. If you think the Western civilization is going to crash, then we need to compare it to the collapse of the Soviet Union in a way. In the increasingly globalized world, we expect men to have zero sex, zero national or cultural identity, and know nothing and be happy. Look how well that worked out for communist countries. The Soviet Union at least had nationalism, and gave men families, and even still it only lasted about 70 years. Men could also be masculine without shame in that society. Does anyone think that our society will last 70 years if we take all those things away from men, in addition to property rights? Most of the smart men will do what men have always done. They'll pick up and leave to other countries where masculinity is encouraged and instead of the West, where women and elites feminize society so they can rule. The problem is that there'll be a brain drain from the best men leaving the West, and productivity gains will slow and eventually fall. Women don't produce as much economic value as they consume, so of course they're all for the redistribution of wealth by the state to them. What they fail to recognize is that you have to provide incentives to men to be productive. Civilizations don't die in a traditional sense. When the Western Roman Empire collapsed, many of the people in it saw the handwriting on the wall and moved to Constantinople in the Eastern Roman Empire and took their gold and silver with them if they could. If the West becomes communist, many men will leave to places like Mexico, Japan, and Eastern Europe and hopefully connect with expat communities there that are big enough to help their new country's economies. We're now entering the stage of inflation where increasingly we as men will pretend to work and they, the government and corporations, will pretend to pay us. Nothing gets done and eventually everything crumbles. I was talking to someone about this recently and he told me that maybe that's why there's actually a push for vaccine passports, so that men can't leave unless one of two things happens. Either they get the jab or they cross the borders illegally and escape their system that way. One of the things that brought the Roman Empire down was the concentration of wealth in the form of farmland as the state devalued the denarius currency. The West is suffering from the same problem right now. Our currencies are rapidly inflating. And it was Thomas Jefferson, I believe, that said that if America wasn't careful, that first through inflation and then through deflation, the people would be financially destroyed on the continent their fathers had conquered. Looks like we're now experiencing that runaway inflation. for Canadians, many with money are leaving to other provinces in the country with lower living costs for property. Or the ones that can get a foreign passport and citizenship are leaving the country entirely. Canada is a nation made up of immigrants. What's to stop a nation descendant from immigrants from migrating away to someplace else? Justin Trudeau can't stop that regardless of what he does. As inflation starts to grow, governments won't be able to raise interest rates or they'll go bankrupt. So instead they're going to print and hand out money to the poor without assets, so they can go on and buy things like food and fuel. The wealthy will be fine because they have massive amounts of those assets. In fact, they'll become even wealthier as things collapse. It's mostly the hardworking males that have big bank accounts but play it safe with their investments and hoard money instead of assets that will suffer the most. The poor people don't have assets. They have cash and jobs. Their jobs won't be enough to keep up with inflation, and their cash will become worthless. Women want free things from the state, and this is the price of free. Giving women the vote, it simply meant that they voted for socialist candidates to promise them stuff for free, i.e. from mostly men's tax money. Once there's no more tax money to take from the men, they will devalue our savings, which is exactly what we're seeing right now. If inflation gets bad enough, men will go from working hard to pretending to work because society is only pretending to pay them. The Marxists and women in general as well don't understand that in capitalism, value doesn't actually come from capital. It comes from men working and producing. Once you take a man's incentive away, you get a much lower standard of life for the majority of the population. But for those closest to the money printing machine, they still steal the value from the men that they're still producing. After all, people will still have to work to survive at a bare minimum. You won't have a thriving, prosperous economy, but you'll have enough value for the 1% to still live like kings. Communism is ruled by the biggest thug bad boy. Women are okay with that. For example, they have serious cognitive dissonance surrounding that Fidel Castro guy, who had hundreds of millions of dollars when he died. His grandson is enjoying life jet-setting all over the world and living like a Western man on Instagram while his people are starving. Many people say that Fidel Castro's son is actually Justin Trudeau, and he seems to be enjoying the good life too. It seems that women enjoy the drama of living in a police state, where they're deprived of what women in capitalist countries have. Civilization was built on the promise of one man for one woman, and guaranteed sexual reproduction for men. So communism in the bedroom for men is a requirement. But women are fine competing with one another for the biggest thug, and they don't always mind sharing them. That's where we're going with Tinder and other dating apps. Women are reverting to and expressing their nature, and men are no longer being given the carrot of sex to keep them motivated to work. For a while, porn and the hope of sex kept many men going. But eventually even those things will no longer be enough to convince them to keep producing. Maybe the elites are hoping that artificial intelligence and robots will replace men so that we won't be needed anymore. So civilization will continue without having to encourage men to work. We aren't there yet, however. Who knows if we'll ever be there? The West has also been exporting production jobs to places like China and paid them low wages to produce our goods while more men dropped out of the job market here. Now that China has risen, they are exporting their low-skill, low-paid jobs to Africa. They are exporting their inflation because their citizens have become wealthier now and demand more pay from their employers. Their employers pass on the price of goods to America, Europe, as well as the other global consumers. China has the producer nation status right now that America had about a century ago, and they got that from Europe. But Chinese civilization is screwed because their women are more interested in working instead of being mothers and screwing, and their population is peaking and about to decline. But I also wouldn't be betting on Africa and India, and their population still growing for very much longer. Chinese women don't procreate, and I suspect that civilization won't end because of women, but that civilization will continue with artificial birthing rooms or by the state paying women to have those children. The only way communism works is if productive men don't have a state they can escape to so they can be paid fairly for their productivity. That's probably why a one-world government would be a communist one, and should be the greatest fear for all of us. But even if that actually happened, it would be impossible to control the whole world, because it's a big place. If you don't believe that birth rates will get bad, then look at South Korea. The average couple is now having 0.97 children, not even halfway to the reproduction rate of 2.1 kids. That's replacing only 46% of the old people with new ones. Also, what happens if men can't reproduce as sperm counts get too low for men to inseminate women? But of course, you'll still be able to have kids by having your sperm processed by a lab, which will be the equivalent of getting a license to have a kid, because you can't have one naturally anymore. I've said before in videos why I believe the male fertility rate is dropping. A study of 1,200 new military recruits in Denmark or Holland, I can't remember which one, asked recruits about their TV viewing habits. This is taken back in 2008 to 2010, and it found that guys watching television for 5-plus hours a day had 70% less sperm. If the government's forced men to use technology to reproduce, then only men that can afford it will be able to have those kids. Besides, in 5 to 10 years, a huge chunk of the male population will probably be incels. And the ones that can have sex, many won't actually want to have kids either. The men that will want them will probably be pushed to move to states where they can get sperm extraction services much more cheaply. And this will push many men that want kids into other states. The mid to late 21st century will be a global competition between countries and regions to attract immigrants, to keep their economies growing, and the West has been the most successful so far doing this, because they've been able to attract migrants and immigrants with a much higher standard of living. But as massive inflation, higher housing costs, and economic turmoil impoverishes many Western countries, immigrants will be far less likely to show up to Western countries. We could see more migration to places like Russia or Eastern Europe. You're already seeing many Western Europeans and many from North America starting to move to Eastern Europe, because it looks like the societies they grew up in instead of the soy societies that they're currently living in. Civilization will survive women, but it'll change into something unrecognizable. As for the shorter-term future, it's going to be the traditional patriarchal East versus the progressive feminist West. But both are gynocentric, mind you, fighting each other for global dominance. My money's on the guys that love their wives and are controlled in the East through that love versus the guys that are cucked in the West. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to BeFree2 for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that humans don't want to smash each other and stir up the baby batter, because smashing the like button on YouTube is a lot more fun. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the current civilization going the way it has without turning into something else that frees men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.